David Durang, Chad Meyer, and Jack Ruthley are our officials. They're ready to jump it on. And here with the call, your friend mine, the Hall of Famer, Rita Price.
Let's get it going. Everybody's all set to go in the center circle, and all the officials are set to go, too. We have 3 good officials for tonight. We're happy for that. And it will be in the air and tipped long. It'll come back out to Moriarty. So Moriarty will bring it up over the line for the Vikings. She holds it up in the backcourt, works against the inside play. Looking the outside now. Everybody running that baseline back and forth, trying to get somebody open. Now Moriarty calls for the play. It'll go over to the left wing, deep in the left corner. Tipitine Valley back out straight away to the outside, over the left corner to Malott. Malott comes back out straight away again. So they're just content to go in the perimeter until they get somebody open. They go to the left wing. It'll be picked up cross court. Lily Ault over to Malott. She's covered over immediately. Ault at the basketball, back out straight away. Over to the outer perimeter now. We'll hold it up. Looking for a little bit of help, and traveling violation is going to be called on the Vikings. A little bit of an extra step that time by Corinna Stiles as she tried to get the ball over to Malott.
Going to open up in a 1-2-2 zone defense, and that's one of the things they've done this year. And in this week, played excellent defense, really helped him get the win. And now Moriarty will rip the ball away, and he'll get back to the Falcons. But
yeah,
Valley's not going to play straight up right against John Glenda, already going to a half-court trap.
Well, Addison, or rather, we should say that the guard in the backcourt, Kennedy Hayden, said, come over and help me. So they got a kind of trap. Nobody came over to pick up the ball. The ball goes over to the left wing, and it'll be picked up by Turnage. Turnage with the ball back out straight away. High on the outside now. The right wing, the shot's coming up for three, and that's good. That's a three by Addison Reese, and we know she can hit him.
She did it last night in a comeback, and a great job by Glenn to get her the ball in the corner.
So the Glenn Falcons come out very aggressively. Tippecanoe Valley now looking for somebody to go to. They get it on the outside over to Moriarty, deep in the right side. Malott will take a shot that's going to be forced a little bit, a little quick. Goes out of bounds. It'll go back to John Glenn.
That's Malott's corner, but two tall girls flying at her. A little bit long, so John Glenn with the first pass, and they have the basketball.
So the Glenn Falcons will bring it over the line. They'll set it up in the backcourt now. It'll be back to Hayden over in the left wing. High on the outside from Reese, back to Hayden. Hayden to the basketball, gets their hold the outside to Turney. They go back straight away, and it will be stolen away by Malott. Malott with a steal, Moriarty with the ball. Lily Ault tries the three. That's good.
Good job. Just like last night, Lily Ault gets an early three, and we're tied.
So now John Glenn will bring it up over the line as we're looking at a 3-3 punch. The ball comes over to the outside. Hayden goes down to Turnage. Turnage now on the wing, and it's going to be a personal foul. That'll be two at the line for Turnage. Who got that one?
Give that to Kelsey Cox, her first foul. Good job by Turnage attacking the basket. And Turnage will have two free throws, 71% free throw shooter. The sophomore will take two up. Now, that was not a foul in Valley's game last night.
Sure on the way, and it's short, way short.
And that's a violation. Cox stepped away from the lane, so she'll have two more shots because she left the lane, and that's a violation. So Turnage will get three to make two, and mental mistake for the Vikings there.
Okay, now they get it straightened out. I don't think she knew for sure what that was at first, and Malott told her what was going on that play. Second one up, and it's no good. She'll have one more.
So again, she missed two. Now Valley will have to be ready to block out, but I have a feeling she'll knock this one down.
Well, we'll see how she does it. Foul on the way, and it's good. You were right. So Glenn throws another one on the board. It's now 4-3. Glenn over Valley, and Valley will have it. Moriarty will bring it up over the line now with a bounce pass, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Glenn.
Yeah, this is a pretty young Glenn Falcon team. Hayden, the only senior that starts. They started two sophomores, a freshman, and a junior, along with Kennedy Hayden.
So really, in this particular game especially, it's everything to gain and nothing to lose. Ball back out once again to the outside. Lily Stiles over to the right wing, Malott. It's going to be Lily Ault again. Yes, another three by Lily Ault.
Two threes for Lily. Leave her open. We know she can end and have a school record 8 in one game, or 9. Some crazy.
Before the count, it was a lot. The shot's going to be up, and it's going to be a little bit short that time for Raymer. We'll bring it back out to Raymer. Roman, we should say. And it goes out of bounds, back to Valley.
Yeah, okay, went off Turnage's arm. So a turnover after she collected it. So the Vikings had the ball in the lead for the first time tonight.
It will be Moriarty with it. Moriarty brings it up over the line, holds it up in the backcourt down low. It'll be picked up by Stiles. Stiles with the ball, brings it over the left wing, now gets it off the outside to Lily Ault. Holt with the basketball high on the outside. Moriarty. Moriarty brings it over the right wing to Malott. Malott back to Moriarty. Moriarty looks at cross court. Goes to the left wing to Holt. Holt with the ball. Holt back to Moriarty. Inside they go now to Cox. She'll go to work and it's good.
Good job by Valley spreading it out. And a nice shot by Kelsey just turning and scoring, and Valley now has run off five in a row.
It's 8-4. Tipping a new Valley. The ball from Turney's back out straight away to the outside as they reload to Hayden. Hayden with the basketball. Holds it up. Her sister looks for a little bit of a block there. Well, in the left wing, it's going to be Reese. That won't go, but she's hit many there. And the rebound's going to be picked out. It'll be picked out by Hayden again. That's up and in. Beautiful block out that time. No problem with the younger Hayden getting that ball to go through where it needed to go with her. So it's going to be another opportunity now for Tippecanoe Valley. 8-6. Down low, Kelsey Cox is alone again, and she scores.
Beautiful pass by Moriarty from the top of the key. Again, Glenn really extending their defense, and Cox has scored four in a row for the Vikings.
10-6 the count. We'll go over to the right side, now back out straight away to the outer perimeter. It'll go inside. It's going to be a traveling violation. It was a good thought, and I think the lane was going to be open enough to make it work, but Kennedy Hayden just fooled a little bit of a travel in the lane.
Third turnover on the Falcons, and Valley will inbound with Styles. As John Glenn will back off their defense to a 2-3 zone.
So we'll bring it up over the line to Moriarty. Moriarty with the basketball. Holds it up on the perimeter over to the right side to Alt. Alt down low to Cox. Cox to the right side. Quinn to Styles. Back up once again to Moriarty for a three. Yep. That's good!
So great job by the seniors, not named Malott, hitting early on, and Valley up 13-6.
Moriarty took an opportunity at the top of the key and made that work. The ball comes inside, Moriarty with a steal. She'll be knocked around a couple of times. She gets it to all. She'll set, shoot, fire it up, no good. Rebound, fought for. Basketball goes loose. It'll come back out to the Falcons. So Kennedy Hayden will bring it up over the line. Looks over to the right side. The shot's up. It's a little bit long that time for Romer, and the ball comes back out to Glenn. Over to the left wing, it'll be Reese. Reese with the basketball is going to be kicked away, and it'll be picked up by Moriarty. Moriarty gets it off to Malott, and Malott's going to be fouled. It'll be a block on Romer.
Romer trying to get back. Great job by Malott to catch the ball. That is the first foul on the Falcons. First foul on Romer, and Malott will inbound right in front of the Falcon bench. Valley off to a great offensive start again tonight.
Absolutely. It's been spread out.
Yes.
That's what I like about it. Not any one girl. It's been spread out. 13-6 the count. Giving New Valley with the lead in the ball. We'll go over to the right side now to Moriarty. Moriarty with the ball over to the left wing. It'll be Alt. Back to Moriarty. Moriarty back to Alt. Alt with the ball. Top of the key now to Moriarty. Moriarty works it over to the left wing. Alt had a little bit of an opening, but it closed quickly. Come back out the outside to Styles. She'll take it in between two girls. Finally gets it out to Moriarty. She'll try another one. This misses everything. Cox tries to get it back in, but couldn't quite get that done.
Yeah, I think somebody got a hand on for Glenn early, but then Molly went ahead and shot the basketball, and it goes back to John Glenn. Valley will show pressure for the first time. Romer sits down with 2 points for the Falcons, as Danielle Devine, who hit some huge threes last night for John Glenn, checks into the game.
And I think that's what they're hoping for. Get something wide open and come back out the outside to Turnage over the left wing to Hayden. Fire powers up. It's a three attempt, and it will not go, and that's going to turn it back again to a personal foul on the rebound.
Foul on Turnage after Styles collected the board. That is actually Valley's first rebound of the night. They forced turnovers, and that foul will go on Turnage, as we mentioned, and the Vikings will work at the length of the court. And so far, Coach Kendig likes his death, but he's like the way his starting five is playing right now.
Yeah, they really are. They're doing a great job of distributing the ball and getting it where it needs to go. 13-6. Tippecanoe Valley leads it. The basketball comes across court. It'll come to Moriarty. Inside to Cox. Has to go up to get it. Shot's going to be a little bit short that time. It'll be rebounded right away by Glenn. They'll bring it up over the line now, and we'll set it up. All the way to the hoop. The shot won't go. A little bit wide on that one for Hayden, and that turns it back to Valley. So Valley on the rebound will reload the offense. It's all about a three.
Yeah.
Changed her mind. Ball comes inside to Cox instead.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be knocked around. Boy, that was a lot of physicality there. Finally, John Glenn picks it up. So Glenn will have it. They'll bring it up over the line. It will be Kennedy Hayden. Hayden with the basketball holds it up on the perimeter. We're going to have Scorsone coming in a moment. Ball goes to the right for Devine. Didn't get a three off. They go back out to Lucy Hayden. Hayden with the basketball works over to the right side. Take it away. Taken away by Lily Alt. Lilly takes a little time now and gets it back to Malott, and they'll reload off to the left wing. It'll be a bounce pass inside. Brendan Stiles bobbled the ball momentarily. It's going to go in there by Cox. It did not go in. It was a good thought, though. She had the right ring to get it done. We come back to the other end now with Lynn. Lynn with the basketball. Shot's going to be up, and that's going to be short. Lucy Hayton bucks in there to get the rebound, and I think that's a personal foul on Lucy.
Yeah, Molly, or no, Moriarty, but Malott, good block out. Affinity Hayden took the shot. Scorsone will come in for Cox. And with 1:15 to go here in the opening quarter, Valley up 13-6, and the Vikings will inbound with Malott.
So we'll see what happens here as they put it in. They'll put it in, and we'll bring it up over the line. It will be Moriarty. 1:10 left to go in the first quarter. Valley leads it. We'll go back out to Malott. She got the opening shot. It's good.
Well, that's
one for her.
Well, again, because Scorsone is, they collapsed on her, and Malott was wide open for her first three, and it's a 10-point lead for the Vikings, and John Glenn wants to take a timeout. 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's Valley 16, Glenn 6. We're back in 1 minute on WSW.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
Neptune of Mentone is proud to offer Steel Tech buildings. Steel Tech buildings are engineered and fabricated with the highest standards in workmanship and materials. Neptune will show you how to use bolt together connections for ease of erection while meeting your design needs. And on-site consultation is available if needed. If you're planning a new building, be sure to get all of the options. Neptune will help you get a contractor, or you can do it yourself. Steel Tech buildings, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Back to the action once again. A basketball that was passed to the backcourt. A little bit of a look for Hayden. She couldn't get the first one, and Glenn gets the rebound. So they'll reload over the right side. They'll go to Reese. Reese with the ball across court, back out to Hayden over to the left wing. Shot's going to be up for a three attempt. That won't go. But Devine got several of those last night, but not tonight, and we got a personal foul on the rebound.
Sure, so, and didn't do a good job blocking out that time, and Hayden was able to collect the offensive rebound, and Millie gets her first foul, just the second team foul on the Vikings, and John Glenn with inbound.
Turnaround jumper, good. Beautiful play that time. They got the ball exactly where they wanted to get it. Kennedy Hayden scored, and it's now 16-8. So Moriarty brings it up over the line with 17 seconds left to go in the first. They'll bring it over the right side. They go inside to Stiles. Oh, a beautiful pass to Scorsone, and she scored.
Assist, Stiles, great finish, Scorsone.
Absolutely. Down to 3 seconds, they're going to have to get a shot off. Turney's will get it, and
nice
she
shot.
Got it. And she got it at the buzzer. So give her a two. Tippecanoe New Valley leads it by 8 after 1. It's 18-10. Tippecanoe New Valley in the lead at the Bremen 3A sectional. We'll be back with more after the 60-second break on WRSW Sports.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Maybe you'd like to know if your infant or toddler can see properly. Maybe you've got a child who really wants contact lenses. Maybe you've hit that age where you just can't hold your phone far enough away to see it anymore. Maybe you didn't think wearing safety glasses was necessary when you picked up that weed whacker. We love diagnosing and treating all these issues and everything else too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Good shooting for Tippecanoe New Valley. They were 7-13 in that first quarter of play. Jesse Miller now in for the Vikings as they hold an 18-10 lead after one.
And she's going to try to make a little havoc and she can do that. We'll bring it back straight away to Turnage. Over to the left wing now it comes. It'll be Hayden, Kennedy Hayden. We'll go over to the right side, picking up the shot. Nope, not taking it. That's Turnage. They'll be content to work it on the perimeter, trying to get something open. High on the outside is Devine. Devine with the ball to Kennedy. Kennedy with the basketball in the high post. They bring it over to the right side. Now they go to Reese. Back outside to Kennedy. Kennedy Hayden. She'll bring it back out once again at the top of the key. Picking it up, Devine, over to the left wing, top of the key to the outside. The look to the right side this time. Taking the time to Addison Reese. Over to the outside to Turnage. Back once again to Hayden. Hayden, Turnage, Turnage. Can't get it inside. Millis Gorsone's trying to keep that at bay. And we'll bring it back out of the outside again. So Glenn has the ball still on the perimeter. They'll bring it back straight away to the outside and set it up. It'll be on the right wing, picking it up in the right corner, looking for a little bit of an opening. Nothing there, Tim.
Nothing there. They're just trying to find an opening at some point.
Okay. It's going to be Hayden trying one up over Millie Corsone, and that did not go. Corsone really made her presence felt on that play. So Tippecanoe New Valley will have the ball, leading it 18-10. We'll bring it over top of the key. It'll be Moriarty. Moriarty, the Styles, bounce pass in Belot, and she's going to be fouled.
What a great pass by Styles, but an even better cut, catch, and then go up with a shot right away. And that's the second foul on Lucy Hayden. And Cadence Millott will shoot Valley's first free throws of the day. Of course, Cadence, a 83% free throw shooter.
Takes her time at the line, and it is good.
Macy Peterson will make her first appearance for Tippecanoe Valley. Corinna Styles will sit down. Corinna hasn't scored, Rita, but she's done a great job defensively against Kennedy Hayden and already has three rebounds.
Well, that's what you want out of a senior. She found out that she was having trouble shooting, so she just made sure she could assist and rebound, and she's done that effectively.
Ariana Stanley's wearing 32 tonight, Rita, so just be aware of that. She has come into the game for the Falcons.
Okay.
As Lucy Hayden will take a seat, and Millott with one more free throw coming.
On the way, and it's good. That's that one to go. So now we're looking at 20-10. It is a 10-point spread now for Tippecanoe Valley, and Glenn has the ball. They'll bring it up over the line and set it up in the outside. It'll be Hayden. Kennedy Hayden over to the left wing, picking up now to Devine. Devine with the ball, with Miller all over her. We'll come back out to Turnage. Turnage to the basketball, to Devine. Devine looks straight away to the left. No room there, so they'll go across court. It'll go to Turnage. They'll bring it back out again. It'll go to Devine. Over to the right side, back straight away. Looking for a little bit of help to the left wing. No help. Deep left it goes, and they bring it back out. A lot of patience being shown.
Yep.
To see if they can make it work. It's going to be up and no good. It will not go by Kennedy Hayden. It goes out of bounds. It'll go back, though, to John Glenn.
Daylen Nance has also come in for the Falcons. Good job by Scorsone forcing up that tough shot by Hayden. Let's see. Last time, Glenn got a great out-of-bounds play. Let's see what they do this time.
Okay, they bring it back out once again to the outside and set it up. It will be Devine. Devine to Turnage. Turnage back to Devine. Devine on the high post to the right side. Looking for a little bit of help now. They'll bring it back out to Kennedy Hayden. Hayden with the ball. Over to the right side. It's going to be up for a three attempt. That's good. A beautiful shot by Turnage.
She now has six. Good confident shot there by Turnage and much needed. Great job moving the ball around by the Falcons.
Miller gets caught in the middle of things, but it's going to be picked up. That's going to be a turnover, and it will be picked up by Glenn. So the Falcons will have it. They'll bring it over to the right side to Kennedy. Kennedy throws one up, two-handed shot that time. No good. A fight for the rebound. Everybody hits the scrum, and it's going to be a hell ball.
Yeah, Hayden had a good look that time, Kennedy Hayden did. And as you said, there's about five different girls got their hand on the ball there. All of a possession back to Tippecanoe Valley.
So the Vikings will have it. Glenn has given them quite a bit of fight tonight, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what you hope for in a sectional championship.
Absolutely. Moriarty will bring it up over the line now. Test it up inside and go to Peterson. Peterson down low. Scores. No, yes.
What a great lob pass from Peterson, and Scorsone catches and finishes. She now has four.
So it's 22-13. We'll bring it over the left wing. It'll be picked up deep left corner. High on the outside as we reload Nance back over top of the key. Going to Hayden. Hayden with the ball on the right side and come to Devine. Devine with the basketball holds it up. She's going to be hawked right there as Miller's right with her. We'll bring it back to Kennedy Hayden. She'll fire one up. It's off center. Won't go. Miller with a rebound. Gets it off to Moriarty. Moriarty brings it over the line quickly. She tries to go to score zone, but the pass was way too high. It was retrieved by Nance. So here comes Glenn. on the push, on the baseline left, we should say, and the shot's going to be up and no good. It was a good look by Nance, couldn't get it to go. Ball comes back out long now. It'll come to Hayden. Hayden with the basketball. So Hayden will work it. Goes against Miller. Hayden gets around her over to the right side to Turnage. Turnage back out once again to Devine. 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Second, first half.
Yeah. Don't worry, I said that a lot last night.
I'm telling you.
As you said, 7 games in 5 days for us.
Yes, it kind of does get that way. So we'll bring it back out once again to Devine. Devine with the ball. We'll hold it up on the left wing to Hayden. Hayden with the basketball back out once again to the outside. Over to the left wing, being very patient. You go inside to Nance. It's a block shot at the score zone.
And she gets the rebound, too. And here comes Valley the other way.
Spinning it over the left wing. It'll be Miller. That's way off, but she was fouled.
And you can see, I think she kind of said Nance is frustrated because she got the shot blocked. And a good job by Chesney, immediately attacking and then stepping back for the distance shot. So Chesney will have 2 free throws coming. She's really improved her free throw shooting percentage this year at 75%. So she'll have 2 here. Valley leads by 9. Only 3:32 to go here in the second quarter. 2 Falcons will report to the scorer's table.
Shot up, and it's no good. Rimmed in and out.
Back into the game is Romer and Lucy Hayden for the Falcons. Nance and Turnage will sit down. Turnage actually leads John Glendon scoring with 6 right now. 1 more coming for Chesty Miller for Tippecanoe Valley at the line.
So this one's up, and it's good. She got that one. A 1-for-2 split, and it's a 10-point lead for the Vikings, 23-13. 3:30 left to go in the action. The ball over to the right side now is to pick up the play action down low, knocked away by Peterson. Peterson knocked it away on the pass, and Moriarty has it. Moriarty with the basketball, spins it around the left side, knocked out of her hands, she'll get it back. She'll bring it back out once again to the outside, holding it up on the perimeter, trying to go inside, she can't, and the personal foul is called.
Devine trying to body up Moriarty there. And if you know Moriarty family, you start to challenge them a little bit, they're not going to back down.
Didn't that time.
And again, 16 foul on the Falcons, and Ballard will bring it in the backcourt.
So we'll bring it up top of the key. Over to Malott on the left side. Malott with the basketball, holds it up on the perimeter, brings it back to the right side. We come back out to Malott. Inside it goes to Moriarty. And now Peterson gets a pass. A pass from score zone.
There's just the other way, and this time Peterson finishes it off, and a timeout for John Glenn. 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Valley 25, Glenn 13. We're back in a minute on WRSW Sports.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
Webb's Family Pharmacy strives to provide our community with more choices. They respect the many choices you have. And when you choose Webb's Family Pharmacy, they will go above and beyond, offering personalized service and care. You'll know why Webb's is your choice. Webb's are proactive. Their pharmacy care is customized for your needs, and Webb's will help you manage costs. Webb's Family Pharmacy provides the pharmacy care you deserve. Webb's Family Pharmacy in Akron, North Manchester, and Rochester.
Local weather, 7 days a week on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
The Tippecanoe Valley forces Glenn to take a second time out because the Vikings are starting to pound it on the inside and get openings, and they have their largest lead of the game now, 12-25-13.
Okay, we'll set it in. It will be John Glenn. The Falcons will have it. They'll get it back out to Hayden. Hayden on the outside gets it to Turnage. Turnage to Hayden. Hayden looks for a little bit of help. Gets it off the turning to break the pressure. They get it over the line. It'll be held up, and we're going to have a reach-in foul. That's going to be, I believe, on Malott.
It's actually Miller.
Oh, Miller. Well, she was on my blind side, but I could have known it might have been her.
We just got to tell the newspaper reporter to leave the official scorer alone, and we'll be all set.
Could have gotten here a little earlier.
Yeah.
Bounce pass inside.
And
that
we're not,
Hayden.
We're not talking Val either.
No, not Val.
No.
Ball in the backcourt. We go out on the outside, it'll be picked the perimeter. Back once again, it comes to Devine. Devine with the ball, top of the key. We'll bring it over to the right side to Hayden. Hayden with the ball, high on the outer perimeter. Off to Romer. Wilmer back once again to Devine. Devine over to the right side. They'll look for somebody open, and they're patient enough to wait for it. It will be Hayden. She's going to be hawked right away by Miller. Miller,
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Great job by Miller.
Again, she didn't do anything dramatic. She just stayed within the realm, didn't reach in. She's done a much better job of not reaching in this year. Seventh turnover to the Falcons, and Valley looks to extend their largest lead.
So Hayden a little bit frustrated on that one. Scorsone has it. So get it off to Malott. Malott thought about it. Now she'll take a two-handed three. That's going to be short. And it's going to be Scorsone with a rebound. Back to Moriarty. Moriarty over to the left wing to Malott. Malott takes a 15-footer. That's going to be short. Rebound underneath. And we're going to have a personal foul. It's going to be over the back.
Leon Peterson. Macy picks up her first. Malott. Needless to say, the target of John Glenn's defense. And the Falcons get the ball back. Down 12.
So it's 25-13, Tippecanoe Valley. On the outside, Hayden. Hayden gets it over the right wing. We'll set it up over the 10-second line quickly. It'll be turning straight away. Over to the right side to Hayden. Hayden looks inside. Nobody home there to get the ball to. And her sister, Lucy Hayden, has been very quiet since she came on the court.
Well, again.
Scorsone's there.
Well, and Peterson also doing a great job on her.
Yes. Ball on the outside over the right wing. Picked up in the right corner is Romer. Romer, top of the key. Goes to Devine. Devine with the basketball, holds it up, looks for a little bit of help, comes back out once again to Hayden. Hayden on the right side. Lucy, yep, Lucy Hayden tried to get it inside on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Evidently, last touch or a foul?
Foul. Foul's going to go against Scorsone for a push, and that's her second. That's 15 foul, and it will be Glenn to inbound underneath the basket.
So she looks long to the left side. Quick pass shot is up. It's going up no good by Hayden. Down low the goal, though, and that's good. Which one got it?
Romer got that one.
Romer got it. So it's 25-15. Valley still by 10. 58 seconds left to go in the half. Moriarty with it. Tries the pass. It was way too high. There was no way that Miller could have picked that up.
Valley looking a little tired on both the offensive and defensive ends these last couple of possessions. See if they can kind of stem the tide or if John Glenn can build some momentum going into the halftime.
Well, the problem they have right now, Valley, I think they're just being rushed.
And
they
now,
feel rushed.
And another timeout for John Glenn. That's their third. 45 seconds to go in the half. Valley by 10, 25-15. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and Nucor steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new Nucor building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive, weekdays at 2, on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
The Valley by 10. That timeout allowed the Styles to come back in for Scorsone, and we'll see what Jen Glenn does here.
So we'll bring it up over the line and set up the action. It'll be Hayden again. She'll go over to the right side to her sister Lucy Hayden. She'll go deep in the right wing. It'll go out of bounds, but it was last touch for the Vikings.
Last touch by Styles. Good job by her to take away the entry pass.
So in it comes again. Comes back to Hayden. Hayden to the basketball, top of the key. Taking very deliberately, taking a good look at what is available to her. She'll take the two-handed set shot herself. It's no good. The rebound comes back over to the right side, though. It'll be picked up by Reese. Reese to Hayden. Hayden busts in the lane. She can't get it to go, but she'll be drawing a personal foul. That might have been the intent.
Well, again, they'll get within single digits here. Valley unable to control the defensive board. And Macy Peterson picks up her second.
Remember, Scorsone's not in there right now.
Well, again, Glenn got about four offensive rebounds. Well, Millie was in there. She got tired, and Kennedy Hayden hits the free throw there to give her three. And it will be Lily Alt back in, offensive defensive switch. Miller out, Alt in, offensive defensive. Now they will bring Scorsone in for an offensive set for Valley, and probably in for Peterson. And there will be one more coming for Hayden. Draw our team within eight with 21 seconds still to go in this first half.
Hayden fires it up. and it's good. Got that one to go. So it's 25-17 now. 21 seconds left to go in the first half. Plenty of time for Valley to get a good shot off. Moriarty is going to be really ridden heavily by Devine. She'll go inside to Scorsone. Scorsone can't get it to go. Styles has it. He gets the pass over to Malott. Malott picks it in for a reverse. That's going to be wide. Scorsone back up and in. And that's the end of the first half of play.
Big play there by Millie to push it back to double digits at halftime here, Rita.
27-17 is your halftime score. Tipping New Valley leads it by 10. We're back in 2 minutes on WBRSW Sports.
In 1947, the Hoffman Body Shop opened in Akron. In 75, Ed Martin joined the shop and bought it. But the best was yet to come. Ed's three sons, Andy, Aaron, and Adam, joined their big daddy, and the shop expanded to be one of Northern Indiana's largest vehicle repair centers. Services include frame repair, vinyl decals, towing service, specialty coatings, industrial coatings, and mil-spec painting. And of course, we need to mention Kim Martin. Without her, there wouldn't be three sons. Hoffman Body Shop in Akron offers 170 years of combined service.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
21 years ago, Circle M Springs started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Springs services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Springs produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
Any car dealer can compete on price. That's what they do. But not many car dealers compete on service and customer satisfaction like Gagnon Motors in Akron. They have a great service department with low shop rates. Gagnon Motors is a Delco service center. When you buy from them, you know it's backed by great service. The service technicians check for any hidden problems. It's the big and the little things that make people happy. Spend as much time finding a good car dealer as you do finding a good deal. We think you'll choose Gagnon Motors in Akron. Go to GagnonMotors.net.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
Halftime here at Bremen is Tippecanoe Valley enjoying a 10-point lead at halftime, 27-17. They led it 18-10 after one quarter play, outscored John Glenn 9-7 in the second quarter, and again have this 10-point advantage. Valley's led by as many as 12 at 25-13. Glenn hit the first basket of the game, the lead 3-0. Valley took their first lead at 6-4. We only tied once at 3. And again, the Valley Vikings with a 10-point lead here at halftime. Take a look at scoring in this one. First off, for Tippecanoe Valley, they're led by the 6 points apiece from Lily Ault and Millie Scorsone. Cadence Malott has 5. 4 points in for Kelsey Cox. 3 for Molly Moriarty. 2 off the bench for Macy Peterson. 1 for Chesney Miller. And Corinna Stiles did play but did not score. Valley played 8, and 7 of them scored. Meanwhile, for John Glenn, they played 7, and they only had a 4 score, but they were all effective. 6 points for Olivia Turnage, including a 3-point basket. Kenny Hayden with 4, Sophia Romer with 4, a 3 from Addison Reese, while Lucy Hayden, Danielle Devine, and Daylon Nance, as well as Ariana Stanley, played but did not score. Valley, 27. Glenn, 17, will come back with team stats right after this 2-minute timeout on WRSW.
Craig Welding of Mentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 West of Mentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
Teamwork is what Insurance One Services is all about. Working together with you, the client, to ensure you have the best coverage for the best price for all of your insurance needs, from home and auto to business insurance, as well as life and Medicare supplements. Located in Akron, Indiana, in all Crossroads Bank locations, contact Craig Durkis or Todd Helvey at 574-893-4399. That's 893-4399. Or visit their website at insuranceoneservices.com and their Facebook page at Insurance One Services.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, U.S. 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Tim and Rita with you back here at Bremen High School. Our halftime stats are brought to you by Alder for Bergen and Company. Whenever the Lady Vikings make a free throw this season, it has scored a donation for the kids in Kosciuszko County. Continues tonight. Alder for Bergen and Company donating $2 to the Casey Riley Kids Fund through the Community Foundation to help parents who take their children to rallies with expenses like gas, food, and lodging. Alder for Bergen and Company. Financial planning, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com. Security is offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. We've been filled up to $1,224 going into the night. Valley made three free throws in that first half. That means we're up to $1,230 on the air. Overall, a good shooting night for Valley, as in the first half, they were 10 of 19 to 53%, 4 of 7 from beyond the arc at 57%, and they were 3 of 4 from the free throw line at 75%. Meanwhile, for John Glenn, the Falcons were 6 of 22 at 27%. They were just 2 of 6 from beyond the arc at 33%. And they were 3 of 5 from the free throw line at 60%. Key stat in this one, Glenn has been able to stay within shouting distance because of the rebounding. They've out-rebounded Valley 13 to 9. More importantly, 8 to 2 on the offensive glass. 8 to 2. Valley's really done a poor job blocking out in this game. So that's something that definitely Coach Kindig will address. And former assistant coach Mrs. Trapedi, of course, to keep it statue, said, "We are not blocking out at all."
Yeah, well, that's 8-2.
Yeah, on offensive glass.
And they're still leading it by 10?
Yeah, and the other thing that's kind of been offset, good shooting by Valley, and the Vikings only committing 4 turnovers in the game.
That's huge.
And John Glenn had 8 turnovers in that first half. Valley, 27. Glenn, 17. We'll come back with some other scores around the area. Get you ready for the second half in 2 minutes on WRSW.
When you shop for steel siding and roofing, remember, there is a difference. You want a product that lasts. The steel siding and roofing sold at Niftone of Mentone has a lifetime paint warranty, a steel warranty, non-prorated warranty, labor is covered in their warranty, and Niftone steel siding and roofing is Energy Star approved, MCA certified, with a mill certificate. And the warranty is in writing. If you don't have this quality assurance, you need to come to
Niftone of Mentone.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Maybe you'd like to know if your infant or toddler can see properly. Maybe you've got a child who really wants contact lenses. Maybe you've hit that age where you just can't hold your phone far enough away to see it anymore. Maybe you didn't think wearing safety glasses was necessary when you picked up that weed whacker. We love diagnosing and treating all these issues and everything else too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with Helpful. Make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue. Or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
We're getting ready for the second half. Northridge has won the Concord sectional, but Elkhart gave them all they wanted. The Raiders rallied to win it 56-53. They've gone to overtime down at Culver. Triton and Argus deadlocked at 49. Central Noble with a 9-point lead on Westview at halftime. Northwestern leads Norwell in a big 3A matchup, 18-15. Homestead leads Huntington North by 11, 31-20. And it is Bethany Christian leading Lakewood Park 27-14 at the half. Valley will come out with Scorsone, Stiles, Malott, Alt, and Moriarty, the five seniors on the floor for the Vikings. And John Glenn will come back, the original starters of Turnage, Kenny Hayden, Romer Reese, and Lucy Hayden. And John Glenn will have the ball. Rita starts the second half down 10.
And they do when Hayden has it. Hayden with the basketball, work against Stiles. Holds it up in the backcourt now, brings it back out straight away. Comes out the outside, they'll come to Romer. Over to the right wing now, comes to Hayden. Hayden with the ball looking for her sister Lucy. She's not open. We'll go back out once again. Lucy will be on the high post on the right side. Down low they go. Nice shot, and the shot went in. So Romer turned it around, and that went in, and now she has the possibility of a three-point play.
Valley went man-to-man that time, trying to switch things up. Good job by Romer catching the ball, turning in one motion. Draws the Falcons within eight. And they double-checked who the foul was on, and Romer will be at the line as Alt picks up her first foul.
So we got the shot up, and we got the shot in. That was a big three-point play. 27-20. Tippecanoe Valley leading it by seven. Moriarty has the ball. Should be thrown right away in the outside. They tried to get it, and they knocked it out of bounds. It was a situation where Romer thought she had kind of an extra lead on that. She did knock it out of bounds, so Valley will have to bring it back in.
Just trying to cause pressure. As we talked about, Coach Hayden has been here. Now we have disruption. We got kids running all over the place on the far side. So Malott will bring in
water. Time to sit down, kids. Ball comes inside. It'll go into Lily, or rather Scorsone. Scorsone missed the shot, and it gets in the outside. It goes wide enough that Hayden is able to pick it up. So Hayden will have the ball, bring it over the right wing, back out straight away. High on the outside, it comes to Turnage. Turnage holds it back up the outside to Hayden. Hayden with the basketball over to the right wing. On the outside now is Reese, and she hits some long-range shots. We'll bring it back over the outer perimeter, and they'll look for something open. They'll bring it back straight away. It will go back to Romer, over to the left wing now to Hayden. They've been very patient.
Oh, yeah, that's why they've won every game. And what a block by Stiles.
Beautiful. She went for the shot, did Hayden, and Stiles blocked it. All the way to the basket, Molly Moriarty, a little bit out of control there, threw the ball up, but it wouldn't go, and the rebound's going to be taken right now by the Falcons. We bring the ball over the left corner. Two-handed set shot is good for three, and now it's a game.
Kenny Hayden hits the three, six in a row by the Falcons. They're within four, and Valley having trouble now, inbounding with pressure.
Need it. 5 seconds.
And the five seniors for Valley having a little bit of issues, and a timeout for Coach Kendig. 6:29 to go here in the third. John Glenn within five at 27-22. They ruled that Hayden three just a two, and we're back in 30 seconds on WRSW.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote, or if you need immediate service, go to the website warsaweng.com.
Local weather, 7 days a week, on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Well, following the turnover by Valley, Glenn will have the ball down five, and they have scored their last two times out, Rita, and they'll have it again.
So they'll bring it in. They've been on a roll right now. They came out with a fire in their eye here in the third quarter. The basketball comes to the outside to Hayden. Hayden with the ball, brings it over to the left wing. Styles gets all over her now. Rolled it up in the backcourt, looking for a little bit of help and action. Everybody moves across the lane. They bring it over to the right side. It'll bounce pass back once again to Hayden. Hayden with the ball, holds it up. Turnage has it. Back once again to Turnage. Turnage with the ball in the left wing. Comes back out straight away to Reese. Reese with the ball, top of the key. So they're just playing the old wheel right now, trying to get somebody open.
Shorten up the game.
Yeah. Good thought. Basketball in the backcourt. It'll be picked up down low by Hayden. She throws it up. It's no good. The rebound's fought for, and over the back it's going to be called. I believe that's going to be on Lucy Hayden.
Will be. It'll be her third. And good job on the pick and roll, and it will go back to Valley. A full court pressure set up again by John Glenn, and Valley a little more prepared this time.
Okay. The Vikings need to look at the scoreboard and say, this is not as good as it was. Ball comes back out to Moriarty. Moriarty goes inside. It'll be over to the right wing now, picked up by Malott. Malott with the ball, back to Moriarty, knocked out of bounds. Good knock away that time, and pretty doggone close to picking it up was Romer.
Back in the game comes Stanley for the Falcons. Lucy Hayden will sit down with those three fouls, and let's see what. Right now, John Glenn putting great ball pressure on the point guard for Valley, not just allowing them anywhere to go with it.
Moriarty picks up her feet, and she travels.
So it will be John Glenn again with the ball, up five. And Gabby Gonzalez will get ready to come in for the Vikings. Big spot here for the freshman here in the third quarter. The Vikings only up five.
Big responsibility. We'll see how she takes that in a few moments. Top of the key it comes back to Hayden. Hayden to the ball, works it over to the right side to Reese. Reeks back once again to the outer perimeter to Turning.
Yep.
That's another good one. And now it is 27-24, Valley.
Hey, that was actually Romer, and she now has nine.
Thank you very much, Timmy. We'll bring it up over the line now. They try to get the ball on the inside. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It will go back to Valley.
Gonzalez will come in for Moriarty, and the Vikings will inbound on the sideline with Lily Ault. So getting a little nervous. Just a one-possession game as Ault will bring it in for the Vikings.
They've just taken their way patiently, looking for something. Lily for three. That's going to be wide. Rebound, fought for, and there's another rebound for John Glenn. So Reese will pedal it up over the line. Now we set it up to Turnage. Back straight away. Top of the key. Hayden over to Reese. Reese to the ball. That's inside. Back straight away again. Looking for some help. And look, what's the call?
Foul on Gonzalez holding. Easy call there. And Gonzalez picks up her first. That's the second team foul. And it will be another timeout. Valley will get it with 4:42 to go here in the third. The Vikings have to score this quarter. They only lead by three. 27-24, 4:42 to go here in the third. We're back in a minute on WSW.
Webb's Family Pharmacy strives to provide our community with more choices. They respect the many choices you have. And when you choose Webb's Family Pharmacy, they will go above and beyond, offering personalized service and care. You'll know why Webb's is your choice. Webb's are proactive. Their pharmacy care is customized for your needs, and Webb's will help you manage costs. Webb's Family Pharmacy provides the pharmacy care you deserve. Webb's Family Pharmacy in Akron, North Manchester, and Rochester.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive. Weekdays at 2 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Don Glenn will inbound down 3 midway through this third quarter.
Hayden has the ball, gets it off the right side to Romer. Back once again to Hayden. Hayden with the ball, double team, now brings it back out straight away. Looks over the left wing. It'll be picked down low. It's on the way, and it's no good. But they get their own rebound. There's another one of those offensive rebounds we talked about in the first half. Shot's going to be up, and it's going to be short. Rebound, fought for, and it will be mixing it up pretty good.
And go back.
Give it back to Valley.
Well, again, Valley is very slow now on those rebounds. John Glenn is just attacking the glass like they have nothing to lose, and they're being able to get those shots as they will be Gonzalez to bring it up for the Vikings.
So Styles helped to tie that up. Valley with the ball back. To go off to Alt. Alt with the basketball high on the outside. Goes inside to Styles. That was not a good selection. But Styles fights for the ball. It was all covered up. We're going to have it up over the line quickly. It'll be knocked away by Gonzalez, and she saves it.
Great steal there by the freshman.
Saw it coming. Took advantage of it. A lot with the ball. Triple team. They'll bring it back out to Gonzalez. Over to the left wing now. Alt. Top of the key. Looking for help over to the left corner. Alt. Inside. Gershon back out again. Malott is open for a three, and that won't go. And the rebound's going to be fought for underneath. Going to be picked up by John Glenn, and the Falcons will be back again on the run. A really good job that time by John Glenn in every aspect. Top of the key, Reese. Over the right side we come. It'll be Turnage. Turnage for the ball. Brings it over the right wing. Back to top of the key again. Again, using a lot of patience, looking for something for Reese. Reese to the right side. Shot's going to be up, and it's no good. No good. Would not go for turning. And the rebound picked up by Valley. I didn't see that.
No, there's a mix-up underneath.
Okay. Shot going up, and good by Malott. Boy, did we need that three.
Valley's first three from Malott, and the Vikings back up by six.
Ball to the right side. Reese is going to try to get that back, and she does. She's another one. You cannot leave her out there. 40-27. Tippecanoe Valley still with a three-point lead, hanging on by their fingernails. We come back out to the outside. It'll be a cross court. Bad pass. But Corsone ends up with it, but she walked.
Yeah,
she didn't aim to get that. It just hit her.
And Chester Miller in for Lily Alt. 2:35 to go. And right now, John Glenn's quickness on the inside really taking advantage. Nellie's really struggling right now getting up and down the court.
She's really, really tired. I don't know if she can go to the end of the third or not. Ball back out once again to the outside to Turnage, and Turnage will set it up. Turnage double dribble. Just looked ahead for the pass and double dribble.
So Valley with the ball back, up by three, down to 2:22 to go here in the third. And a little token pressure. Nope. John Glenn will go. Yeah, Devine's going to put pressure on Gonzalez as Blatt looks to bring it in.
So Gonzalez has it. She'll bring it up over the line. She speeds it up over the line quickly. Holds it up in the backcourt now. Gets it off to Malott. Malott with the ball. Back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the ball. Looks for the left and right hand. This time goes to the left. Bounce pass deep in the left wing. It's going to be Miller. Miller high on the outside. Styles. Styles thought about it. Changed her mind. Tried to turn it around. The ball is loose. And it's going to be picked up in the backcourt by Glenn. But we're going to have a personal foul in the play.
Yeah,
it's going to be Miller.
Yeah, it'll be on Miller. Chesney will pick off her second. Macy Peterson will come in for who? Going to come in for Styles. So it will be Glenn back with the ball. Down by three. And it will be the Falcons with it.
So we'll bring it over the line with Devine. Devine with the basketball. 30-27, Valley by three. 1:50 left to go in the third. Ball to the left wing deep. It'll be picked up by Reese. Reese with the ball. Back once again to the outside. Picked up by Turnage. Turnage with the ball. Works over to the right wing. Back again. It comes to Devine. Devine with the basketball holds it up. A little bit of a runner on the other side. You can be sure that Hayden's going to be in the activity soon.
Yeah, Valley kind of playing a box and one right now with Chesney Miller guarding Kennedy Hayden wherever she goes. But Glenn's really done a nice job here.
Reese to the left wing. Shot for three. It's a little bit wide this time. Won't go for Devine. The rebound. Gonzalez. She'll bring it up over the line in a hurry. Brings it back out straight away. It's knocked out of bounds. It goes back to Valley.
So the Vikings will have it inbounding right in front of their bench. And it will be Malott to bring it in for the Vikings. Valley with just the 1 3-pointer from Malott this quarter.
So here we go. Malott for three. Bounding, no good. Rebound, Peterson, and she's fouled in the act of shooting.
What a big play by Macy there. Outwork Kennedy Hayden to pull it in. Malott had a good look. And now Macy will step to the line. And she'll have two free throws. A little bit of stuff on the court, and Coach Crockett tells Justin Miller to get back because Kennedy Hayden's already talking to her dad at the other end of the basketball goal.
Glenn's going to make a substitution. Good, Beck Peterson.
Give Macy three. Back in the game comes Romer, and she'll come in for Devine. Romer got that quick break. She has provided a spark for them tonight. Only averages five, but has nine this evening to lead their cause. Peterson with one more, trying to push Valley's lead to five.
It's good again. So it's now 32-27. Aiden down low they go. They'll hold it up in the perimeter. Looking for a little bit of help
double
down
dribble.
Low and a double dribble. That was Miller's defense.
Valley trapped that time. And it will be, as you said, Miller caused that double dribble. And nice job by Chesty Miller, also recognizing that Glenn was going to throw a little one-person full-court press.
Gonzalez has the ball. She'll bring it back out the outside. Oh, they go to Peterson. Good pass down low to Scorsone. Scorsone really tries to hold her. Rather, Millie tries to hold on to it. She can't. Knocked out of her hands, and that turns it back once again to Glenn. Glenn in the basketball on the left wing. Brings it back out over to the right side. Somebody needs to pick up the shooter, and they do. Milot picks her up because Grecian really put it away. Back to Turnings. Turnings with the ball. Straight away. Loaded up again to the outside.
Comes.
Over the right side to Reese. Picked up front again by Milot. But we'll go over to the left wing. They'll take the baseline. Can't get the shot away, so they'll bring it back out again. Setting it up now will be Romer. Romer is the ball to Reese. Reese makes the plunge and the inside back once again to Romer. Over to the left wing now. The shot's up. It's no good. It will not go by Turnage, but the rebound again goes to Reese. It goes back to Glenn. Glenn now fires it up with Reese. That's an air ball and out of bounds, and that's the end of the third quarter. So after three, Valley holding on to a five-point lead. It is Valley 32, John Glenn 27. We're back with the fourth and final period after this 60-second break on WRSW Sports.
In 1947, the Hoffman Body Shop opened in Akron. In 75, Ed Martin joined the shop and bought it. But the best was yet to come. Ed's three sons, Andy, Aaron, and Adam, joined their big daddy, and the shop expanded to be one of Northern Indiana's largest vehicle repair centers. Services include frame repair, vinyl decals, towing service, specialty coatings, industrial coatings, and mil-spec painting. And of course, we need to mention Kim Martin. Without her, there wouldn't be three sons. Hoffman Body Shop in Akron offers 170 years of combined service.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alderfer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
Congratulations to the Argus Dragons. They survive in overtime against Triton 53-49. Lures wins big over Adams Central, and Southwood knocks off Lakeland Christian 59-39. So at least one CRC team will advance. Mishawaka Marion has one. The winner of this section will take on the Knights next week, the Jimtown Regional. But here, Valley goes on the defense, up five, Glenn with the basketball as we start the fourth.
Well, I'll tell you, Glenn has done everything at both ends to not only get in this game. They haven't really led, but they pushed and pushed and pushed all the way. Ball on the left wing, it'll be picked up by Hayden. Hayden with the basketball holds it up. Kennedy Hayden brings over the outside. Picked up now on the outer perimeter. They'll go over to the left wing. It'll be picked up on the left wing by Romer. Romer with the ball. Looks to Lucy Hayden. No room to pass. So they come out again to Turnage. Turnage with the ball. Off to Hayden. Lucy Hayden with the ball. Top of the key. Looking for the outside play. They go to Reese. Reese with the basketball. Holds it up on the perimeter now. Everybody looking to the right side and to the left. We come back out to Lucy Hayden. Hayden is capable of threes. We've seen that. We bring it back out straight away to the outside, high in the outer perimeter. It'll be Kennedy Hayden. Hayden with the ball. Miles pass, left wing. High in the outside, it comes. Back straight away to Romer. Romer with the ball. Not good spacing, but they'll hold it up. Lucy Hayden. Hayden, straight away to Reese. Back straight away again. They're keeping the time going. They're really feeding it out there and telling some time off. That should have been maybe a travel. Did she travel?
I don't know. I think she may have kept it.
Ball on the outside. You were very close. Keeping the left wing, it comes to Reese. Reese to the ball. Back once again to the outside to Romer. Romer, picked up by Miller. Comes back to Reese. Reese to the ball. Reese brings over the right side to Miller. Miller against her into the inside. It's going to be turning around now to Hayden. Hayden's lost the ball under the bucket, and picking it up is Gonzalez.
Good defense.
Good job, yes.
Good defense by Scorsone, and good job by Gonzalez going and getting it.
Absolutely, because Scorsone couldn't get it, but Gonzalez did. So we got Peterson now with the ball. She's going to be hawked right away by Romer. Romer goes to Gonzalez, we should say. Peterson does. And Peterson is going to look to the inside now. We'll see what they can put together. Gonzalez with the ball. Looks over to the right. Works over to the right. She's got it. She's rolling. She got it.
Great
she went
job.
To the right and had another opening. And that's good. A great job indeed.
The freshman gives Valley a 7-point lead. Inside of 6 minutes to go.
34-27 the count. Tippecanoe Valley with the lead. Glenn with the ball. 5:39 left. They're going to the inside with Hayden. She'll try to get it over Scorsone, and Scorsone's going to pick up a personal.
Miller's third. Coach Kindig looks over, and it will be Lucy Hayden at the free throw line. Not a great free throw shooter, 53%, but you know she's going to make these right now.
Yeah, it's tournament time. It's tournament time. Deep knee bend on that one. It looks good, and it is.
That's her first point. So I have one more coming with 5:36 to go. This one will make it a one-possession game again if she can hit it. Styles gets ready to come back into the Vikings.
Second one's no good. Don't he trail down, but once again, the offensive board goes to John Glenn. But
so many of their shots have bounded out so far, and now Gonzalez picks up the foul, her second.
He'll be on the floor, though.
Yeah. Now Styles gets ready to come back in for Tippecanoe Valley. See who Styles comes in for. Comes in and gives Millie Scorsone a break.
Yeah, she needs that break.
She does not have one this half. And so Styles will come in. She'll pick up Lucy Hayden. And John Glenn with the ball down six.
Well, Styles can rebound, and Valley really needs that right now. Hayden puts it up, and up on the board was Peterson. Peterson tried to get it out. It's a scrum, and it'll be held ball and goes back to Valley.
And here, you watch while that scrum's going on. Kids Milan is right in front of us, knowing that she can't get there. Just has her head on her hands going, please, let's get a tie up here so we can get the ball back. But again, almost another offensive rebound for the Falcons.
Well, I'll tell you, Peterson was in the air for that rebound. We'll go over there outside. They'll get it over the line. Miller puts over the three. She got it over the 10-second line. I don't know quite how. Peterson for three.
Oh.
No good. Rebound over the right side. They'll try to get it out of there, and Glenn does. So the Falcons are down the other end. I'd have been a little quick on that shot. We'll go to the left wing. It'll be picked up by Turnage. Turnage now with the ball. Brings it inside. Lost it. Then they come back,
foul.
And we're going to have what? Personal foul?
On Gonzalez.
That's because she fell on her after it happened?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. She didn't push her down, but she kind of fell on her.
That's her third. 16 foul. So Valley got to be really careful here before they send John Glenn to the bonus. As Kennedy Hayden looks to bring it in.
And she does. She gets into the inside to Romer. Back once again to Hayden. Hayden with the basketball with 4:52 left. 34-28, Tippecanoe Valley. It's been a dogfight. Even though Valley's kept the lead, they've been pushed. Ball's going to go to Hayden. She fires it up, and they'll say that it's a blocking foul on Peterson.
That's the 17th foul. It's two shots. And Lucy Hayden will be at the line where she just split a pair. She'll get ready to eye the mark here as Scorsone comes and gets ready to come back right back in for Valley.
Shot up and good.
Part of that is because Lucy Hayden's been so powerful. Macy Peterson will check out. Devine back into the game for the Falcons. Turnage and Romer check out as also Nance came back in as Peterson sits down with 4 points and two rebounds. 5-point game for Valley and one more coming for Lucy Hayden.
Hayden with the ball, puts it up, and it's no good this time. Picked up this time by Corinna Styles. Styles gets it off to Gonzalez, and Gonzalez will bring it up over the line. Gonzalez with the basketball, holds it up on the perimeter. 34-29 Valley. Long-range pass goes to Malott. Malott with the ball, back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez brings it over to the right side again. They hold it up top of the key. Back to Malott. No room to score. She'll go to Scorsone. Scorsone throws a bad pass. The ball's going to be loose, and it's picked up by Miller.
Wow, that was a break for the light.
Whoa, that was a big break.
The quickness for Chesty Miller came through there right now.
We'll bring it up the outside now. It'll be picked up by Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the basketball, holds it up on the perimeter, brings it back up top of the key. Over to Malott. Malott with the ball. Goes down low to Styles. Styles holds it up on the perimeter. Looks for a bounce pass to Malott. She'll pick the lane, and she's going to be fouled.
Great job by Caden stepping through there. Defender first thought she was going to take a three. Then they thought she was going to pull up, and Caden's able to get to the hoop. Foul on Nance is her second, and Malott to the line for the Vikings. Cadence with 8 points on the night. They've really limited her attempts, like you expect, in a very low possession game, too.
Shot up, finish good. Boy, if anybody needs to start really pushing that lane and trying to get to the free throw line, it's Cadence Malott.
Valley up by six. She makes this one, make it a three possession game with 3:54 to go.
Second one up, and it's good again. So both went, and we're now at 36-29. So Glenn will bring it up over the line and set it up. It'll be picked up by Devine. Devine with the basketball holds it to the left wing. High on the outside they come, trying to load up Nance. They go back out to the outside to Reese. Reese is going to be picked up on the right side, and it's almost taken away, but it's up by Hayden, no good. So the personal foul is going to be called in the lane again.
Right there, Valley getting isolated. They're just going to Lucy Hayden isolation with man-to-man defense, and Hayden's gone to the line. Last two times, she has split the pair every time. Valley, meanwhile, will retie the shoe and re-brace up Cadence Malott.
Shot up. Oh, that was fun in and out.
Again, Valley has to do a great job blocking out.
She's done a great job with the free throw line for somebody that struggles.
Yeah, 2 of 5, though, now in the game. So I have one more, and that foul on Scorsone was her fourth.
Okay, it's up, and it's good this time. A 1-for-2 split, and it's now 36-30. Tippecanoe New Valley with the lead. The basketball comes to Miller, back once again to Malott. Malott will bring it up over the line. Sets it up on the right side now. Holds it up to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the basketball, top of the key. Looks over to the right and the left. Deep in the left corner comes to Miller. Give and go to Gonzalez. She'll put it up and it won't go. And nobody there but big people for John Glenn. And that turns it back over to the Falcons. So Reese will bring it over to the left wing. We'll set it up deep in the left corner. Nance with the ball high on the outside. Holds it up. Top of the key to Reese. Reese with the ball on the right wing.
Hayden, what do we have? Foul on Miller.
Okay.
She is isolated with Hayden. And that's going to be a 1-1. That's the danger part. That's the 18th foul.
Yeah. Yep.
So it will be Candy Hayden to the line. She's 2-2 on the day. One, just a 55% free throw shooter. But we saw Glenn shoot much better than their percentages all year in this sectional.
Shot up. Good.
She now has 7. 3:05 is where we stand here in the fourth quarter.
And it's a 5-point Valley lead. Second one on the way, and it's good. Straight through. Kennedy Hayden hits 2 in a row, and that was 36-32. Now the Vikings need to go to work offensively. 3 minutes left to go in the game. It'll be Malott with it. We're going to have a timeout call.
Chris Kendig will take it with 2:59 to go. The Vikings by 4, 36-32. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW Sports.
21 years ago, Circle M Springs started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Springs services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service, as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Springs produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Valley led it by as many as 12, up by 10 at halftime. But in the third quarter, they were outscored by Glenn 10-5. They had a 5-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Right now, it's a 4-point lead for the Vikings, 36-32. 2:59 to go. Coach Kendig takes the timeout. Each team with just 2 timeouts remaining. Fouls like this, Glenn can be very aggressive for you. They've only committed 3 fouls.
Yes.
Valley's committed 9. Lily Alt into the game for the Vikings. And she'll replace Chesney Miller as Scorsone, Gonzalez, Alt, Siles, and Malott on the floor for Valley as Malott inbounds on the sideline.
She got it. She got it off to Gonzalez. So Gonzalez will hold it up and bring it up over the line to the left wing. It'll be picked up now by Stiles. Stiles down to Scorsone. Scorsone looks. Throws it up and in.
Well, she's been quiet this half. Gets her first basket, and what a huge one there, Rita. A tough spin around against the double team.
I would have never put money on that one. 38-32 the count. A six-point margin now for Valley back. 2:35 left to go in the contest. We'll hold it up in the backcourt now to go to Devine. Devine with the ball. Inside now, Lucy Hayden back straight away to the right side. High on the outside to Reese. Once again, it comes back out to Kennedy Hayden. Kennedy with the basketball holds it up in the perimeter. Back out straight away to the right side. She looks inside, goes against Gorsal, and couldn't get.
And she traveled. She traveled inside, and she's called for the travel with 2:13 to go, and the Vikings have the ball up six, and here's Malott.
Big call. Big call, but true. The ball inside to Malott. Scorsone alone. Two more.
And Malott the assist. Nilly now with 10. And a timeout going to be taken by John Glenn. The Vikings lead it by 8. 40-32. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
We know there is, you know, I heard a study on Chris and Mandy this week talking about people getting way too excited at games. Well, this is the type of game you get excited about.
It is.
Your heart rate starts pounding, and the Valley fans breathing a little easier, but they have to finish it off. Glenn has played a great game, keeping it close. And right now, the Vikings of Valley up 40-32, 2 minutes left. And it will be John Glenn with the basketball as they work at the length of the court.
Well, most of the people that I've looked at across the way have had a pained look on their face up to that last play because it could have gone either way. And Spokane, we got 2 minutes left. Okay, we'll bring it up over the line now and set the play action on the outside. It'll be picked up with a bounce pass into Lucy Hayden. Hayden with the basketball, holds it up. Looks for the right wing. Can't get anything away. Now does. No, it's no good. Rebound to Malott. Malott with the basketball. She'll spin it out of there. She brings it up over the line herself. Lily Ault. Back to Malott. Back to Ault. Back to Malott.
Time and score right now with a minute and a half to go.
If they can, reach in foul's going to be taken. That's going to be on Danielle Devine.
But again, Glenn needs to be aggressive. That's just her fourth foul. Worst thing can happen, you can pick up a foul. They'll go for a steal now every time and be very physical and force the officials to make the call.
So we'll look for the inbound play. Gonzalez has it. She gets it back once again to Malott. Malott with the ball, holds it up.
Yeah, she did.
She took an extra step in the backcourt.
Started to make one pass, and then Lily Ault made a step and forced that extra step. And ninth turnover for the Vikings. So now they got to get geared up with defense. 1:31 to go. Valley still by 8.
So the backcourt pressure is not on. They'll let them bring it over the line, and it will be done by Danielle Devine. Devine gets it off the left wing to Hayden. Hayden deep in the left corner. Goes up from backcourt now, looking over the left wing. Scorsone takes the lane, but couldn't get around it. She would have fouled her if she didn't let her go. So give that one
to Romer.
To Romer. Good move.
She's into double digits. They took Lucy Hayden out, so a good quick move.
Oh!
Stiles almost traveled again, but they let him play on.
Man, she did a split there. Malott finds a hole, can't get it through the lane. She'll get through at the line. And that's what Cadence does so well when the chips are down. Tries to get to the free throw line.
Lucy Hayden out, so again, Macy Peterson's probably going to come in for Millie just for quickness and defensive pressure. With 1 minute to go, Valley up by 6, and Malott to the line for 2 free throws. Again, it was on the shot. She gets 2 here. Coach Hayden still wants to know why they're wearing the travel on Stiles a second to go. And Austin compels me to say, we've seen that call for a travel. Scorsone will sit down. 10 points for the senior. First double-digit game for Tippecanoe Valley, and one more coming for Malott to try to make it an 8-point lead.
Did a great job. Scorsone really did tonight. Shot up. It's good. So we're looking now at 42-34 with less than a minute to go. So Glenn will bring it up over the line. It'll be picked up by the outside play of Hayden. Hayden gets it inside, fires up from short range, got two.
And again, Valley just didn't want to foul.
Right. And that'd be a lot, and she was fouled.
Yeah, Hayden got her across the face. Not intentional, just trying to go for the ball. But again, it's not the 17th foul. Of course, Stone will come in for Valley, coming in for Macy Peterson. And that's an offensive-defensive switch as well.
Yep.
It's Glenn off the defender. And 16th foul, so the next one for Glenn Wilson, Valley to the line. So you really want to get this in the hands of Cadence.
So, look, they get long. It goes to Gonzalez and back to Cadence. Cadence with the ball, brings it up over the 10-second line, holds it up. Almost tripped there, but she kept her footing. They go inside the Scorsone. Scorsone brought it down, and she's going to be fouled.
That is really a kind of a break for Valley. As Millie was seeing the triple team come down, but she's now going to have to step up. Rita, what a time to shoot your first varsity free throw for Valley.
Well,
17th foul, all out, Miller in for Tippecanoe New Valley for defense offense, and Peterson will check in for Scorsone if for the shooter. So
yeah,
it's a 1-1 Scorsone. Her team up six, we're down to 36 8/10 seconds left.
Boy, has she worked. Shot up.
Nope.
Won't go. Rebound underneath. It's going to be picked up right away by Romer. So Glenn will have it. 32 seconds left. They'll bring it over the line. They go to the left shot. It's a good shot. No, it's up and no good, we should say. Millie Chorson couldn't get it there fast enough to get it. So that will turn it back once again to Glenn. But Chorson will come out, and Peterson comes in.
Actually, a break for Valley. That was a look for turn as we saw them hit the three. And now the Falcons will take a timeout. 25 seconds to go. Valley 42, Glenn 36. We're back in a minute on WRSW.
Are you looking for a local bank that has your best interests in mind? Crossroads is that bank, and they're happy to serve friends and neighbors. Please visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in to visit in person in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. You can also find Crossroads Bank on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Are you spending hours searching the web trying to find a vehicle? Save the time and trouble. Stop in at Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron. See John, Brandon, Dave, or Jamie. Tell them what you're looking for and what price range you need, then let them do all the work. Of course, you can also check out GagnonMotors.net. The award-winning Delco Service Center is waiting to take care of major or minor auto repairs. Their shop rate will fit into your budget. They also sell tires. Gagnon Motors in Akron. They have what you need.
Well, Rita, it's crunch time. Glenn will inbound on the sideline, down by six. Valley will bring up a lot. Miller, Gonzalez, Peterson, and Stiles. And inbounding will be Reese on the far side.
So Reese will throw the mark to get it in, and she does. She gets in the backcourt, now to Turnage. Turnage with the ball back to Reese. Reese to the basketball to Turnage. Turnage to the right side. He's in the right corner all the way to the bucket. That's a good one. Give that one to Romer. Now, Tippecanoe New Valley trying to be pressed, looking for the ball to get in. They get it in. It'll be Malad. She'll get it to Peterson. Peterson over the line. Gets it inside to Miller. Miller throws it up and in.
And 2 seconds left, Rita.
It's going to be all over, and it is right now. So the Tippecanoe Valley Lady Vikings have won this sectional tournament over John Glenn. But let me tell you, it was not easy. Your final score is going to be Tippecanoe Valley 44, John Glenn 38. We'll come back and tell you how it happened, talk to the coach, even some of the kids, too, as we give you a sectional championship game, and winning the sectional is Tippecanoe Valley. We'll be back in 2 minutes on WRSW Sports.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder.
That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, U.S. 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
Local weather, 7 days a week on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Tippecanoe Valley wins their first sectional title since 2017. Rita, talk about this team.
Well, something about this team has always been enlightening for us because of their never-say-die attitude.
The trophy being awarded right now, and Cadence Malott receiving it. The ball received by Melly Sorsone, and the five seniors from Tippecanoe Valley will celebrate, and now the students come out as well as the Vikings win. And a very happy crew are going to make that the trip down, back down to Mentone and Akron. And Cain Smollett said, I don't want to get hurt.
But the interesting part of that, as many kids had tears in their eyes as happy at first.
Yeah.
Then a goal, like everybody gets a goal. You know, first part of the season, what do you want to do? You want to win conference and you want to win a sectional. They've done all of it. And let me tell you, they've worked real hard at it.
Now they get a week before they play Jentown, but they're going to celebrate this one, Rita, and well-deserved. And really, Rita, let's talk about John Glenn. They know they came in, they were down to Culver Academy in the first game, rallied, hit a lot of free throws to advance to Knox, got off to a really slow start against Knox last night. But then they rallied, and again tonight it looked like they might do it. What they did was close as three.
Yeah, they did. And you know what? The tide was turning the way. You felt momentum switching up to their way. So you really felt like there could have been an upset there, but Tippecanoe Valley rallied and came back. And it was a great game. How you doing?
All these folks come up. Oh, well, there's Mr. Hanna.
It sure is. You do?
Who's going to get to boy, Rita, you're just...
I just get all kinds of loving at these things.
Nobody ever kisses my hand.
Well, you know,
life, so
Mr. Hanna and I go back a long way.
I know you do.
Travis and I do. And then, of course, Butch Toke, he likes to get his licks in, too.
Yeah, exactly. So Valley wins it 44-38. Let's run down the scoring. And again, for the Valley kids, they won't remember this. Well, they might remember who scored in this one, but most importantly, they remember they won a sectional championship. Cadence Malott with 12 points to lead the way. Most importantly, Rita, she went 6-6 from the free throw line. Valley is a team going 9-11 this evening. Also 10 points off the bench from Millie Scorsone. And you and I have talked. She looked really tired there in the third quarter, but got a little bit of a break. And that spin move with just a couple minutes remaining against the double team might have made the basket of this game that really helped Valley spur on to this final victory.
Well, she waited all this time to have the opportunity, and I know she was really nervous last night. Everybody knew she was. But tonight she felt more at home. And the interesting part of that was the fact that the kids were so happy for her when she did great things. They've really taken her into the fold this year at Valley. And I know she appreciates it, and I know the kids really appreciate what she brought to the table tonight.
And she ended up with 10 points for the Vikings. For Tippecanoe Valley, really all got them off to a great start. A couple of threes early on. As we speak, Cain Smollett cutting down the net. Lily with six. Kelsey Cox got 4 points in the first quarter as well. Ended up with four. Macy Peterson with four off the bench. Molly Moriarty also hit a three early on. Chesney Miller did hear what Chesney Miller does. She had three. Gabby Gonzalez really handled the ball late for the Vikings. Ended up with two. While Corinna Stiles played great defense down the stretch and helped lead the Vikings in rebounds with five on the night. She didn't score, but again, a sectional crowd is what they're all having for Valley. Meanwhile, for John Glenn, 13 points for Sophia Romer, 10 points then for Kennedy Hayden, 6 apiece for Olivia Turnage and Addison Reese, 3 points for Lucy Hayden, while Danielle Devine, Daylin Nance, Ariana Stanley played but did not score. Valley 44, Glenn 38. We're back in 2 minutes here on WRSW Sports.
Neptune of Mentone is proud to offer Steel Tech buildings. Steel Tech buildings are engineered and fabricated with the highest standards in workmanship and materials. Neptune will show you how to use bolt together connections for ease of erection while meeting your design needs. And on-site consultation is available if needed. If you're planning a new building, be sure to get all of the options. Neptune will help you get a contractor, or you can do it yourself. Steel Tech buildings, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Maybe you'd like to know if your infant or toddler can see properly. Maybe you've got a child who really wants contact lenses, but way to see it anymore. Maybe you didn't think wearing safety glasses was necessary when you picked up that weed whacker. We love diagnosing and treating all these issues and everything else too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
Webb's Family Pharmacy strives to provide our community with more choices. They respect the many choices you have. And when you choose Webb's Family Pharmacy, they will go above and beyond, offering personalized service and care. You'll know why Webb's is your choice. Webb's are proactive. Their pharmacy care is customized for your needs, and Webb's will help you manage costs. Webb's Family Pharmacy provides the pharmacy care you deserve. Webb's Family Pharmacy in Akron, North Manchester, and Rochester.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive, weekdays at 2 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Tim and Rita back with you here at Bremen High School as Valley wins the sectional 44-38. Taking a look at final stats brought to you by Alder for Bergen and Company. Valley goes 15-31 for the game at 48%. They're 5 of 11 from beyond the arc at 43%. And 9 of 11 from the free throw line at 81%. Meanwhile, for John Glenn, they had 13 of 41 from the field at 36%. They were 3 of 13 from beyond the arc at 23%. And 9 of 14 from the free throw line at 64%. The Falcons just with 12 turnovers in the game. Valley with 11. Again, it was a low possession game, and that was part of the game plan for John Glenn, not to get pressured for the for Tippecanoe Valley. Meanwhile, for the Vikings, again, with those free throws, made 9 tonight. That means another $18 to the Casey Riley Kids Fund. That means we're up to $1,242 on the year for that. Again, Valley led at 18-10 after one quarter play. They had a 10-point lead at halftime, 27-17. Glenn scores the first 6 points of the third quarter. It cut within four, and Valley's lead was just 5 at 32-27 going into the fourth quarter. And in the fourth quarter, Valley outscores John Glenn 12-11 and win it 44-38. But again, a great effort by John Glenn. But congratulations to Tippecanoe Valley. They're now 21-3. And again, next week we'll take on Mishawaka at Mishawaka Marion at 1 o'clock at the Jimtown Regional. We can tell you we'll be on the air. We'll bring you both games there at 12:30 We'll have pregame coverage next Saturday.
Yeah. And that's what everybody kind of predicted. If Valley got out of this, it would be Mishawaka-Marion. There'll be definite big challenges there that Tippecanoe Valley will have to rise to the occasion about. And I think that they're going to have to get off to a good start in that one to stay in it or be in it.
Well, and again, Mishawaka-Marion hasn't been able to get through because Southland Washington's been in that section.
Right.
So it's not like, I mean, they have some great players. Nevaeh Foster has over 2,000 points in her career. They've had a really, really good season, but as Chris Kindig would tell you, it's not a Princeton that Valley played in the state championship game.
Yes.
It's not a Heritage Christian that Valley ran into a few times. It's a good team, a very, very good team in Mishawaka-Marion, and we'll be there to bring you all the action. But it is, Valley may not be favored, but it's a winnable game for Valley.
That's exactly what Chris told me. He said, you know, I think we've got a pretty good chance there, but everybody will have to.
Yeah. You
ready?
Have to be on your
and
guard.
Be on, or, yes.
And you want, Valley will not be the hunted anymore. They'll be the hunter.
That's a big difference.
It is.
And that's been a big difference all season. The boys are experiencing that right now. So that's going to be a big difference. But for these kids that have worked for all these years in basketball, those seniors, you have to be very happy. But let's be honest, many of the underclassmen on this team really kept this game alive.
Yeah.
And Gonzalez is one of them.
Gonzalez, Peterson off the bench, Miller off the bench. They did a great job. Also, a lot of big things going on. We're going to give you some finals, and two other TRC members have won sectional crowns. It's a little bit of a hit because there's only three playing for a sectional title. Big wins for some other conference teams. Big wins all around. We'll bring you up today on all the scores as we continue. Again, we hope to have the girls and Coach Kindig, and we'll do that right after this timeout on WRSW.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
In 1947, the Hoffman Body Shop opened in Akron. In 75, Ed Martin joined the shop and bought it. But the best was yet to come. Ed's three sons, Andy, Aaron, and Adam, joined their big daddy, and the shop expanded to be one of Northern Indiana's largest vehicle repair centers. Services include frame repair, vinyl decals, towing service, specialty coatings, industrial coatings, and mil-spec painting. And of course, we need to mention Kim Martin. Without her, there wouldn't be three sons. Hoffman Body Shop in Akron offers 170 years of combined service.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
21 years ago, Circle M Spring started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Spring services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Spring produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Are you looking for a local bank that has your best interests in mind? Crossroads is that bank, and they're happy to serve friends and neighbors. Please visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in to visit in person in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. You can also find Crossroads Bank on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
Peter Valley, 44. John Glenn, 38. The team is taking pictures with the cheerleaders. They've already had the pictures with the coaches. And that's why, Rita, I think he's relieved. I think he's happy. I think he's going, we get to practice another week. Here's Chris Kindig as Valley defeats Glenn 44-38.
Wow.
Yeah. Good win.
Good win. Good win.
You know, anytime you can win a sectional championship, cut down some nets, it's a good day. It, you know, we don't really care about style points or anything like that either. You know, we, I thought we deserved, you know, to be here, and we played well to get here. And, you know, it was, girls had to gut it out at the end and, made the plays when they needed to at the end.
That was the big thing. As much as they pushed, Valley would still be able to maintain the lead, still be able to get it done from a different variety of ways. You know, it was interesting to me, as many kids as you played, everybody played a part, but I do have to say, Miller's Grosson was a big difference.
Oh, no question. I thought Gabby Gonzalez came in and did an excellent job.
She did.
And played like a senior.
She did.
But, you know, I heard Millie several times, hey, this is my senior year and we're not losing this game. And she played like a senior, played like a veteran, and played like somebody that had some, you know, 3 or 4 years of experience. So, she played well tonight and really helped us a bunch.
It did. And I thought there for a while, you know, you might have to take her out because she was tired, and you did for a while.
Yeah.
But then she kind of had that burst of energy coming up at the last part of the game that really made a difference.
Well, and you know, there was a lot of decisions in this game to be made because, again, sometimes it comes down to offensive adjustments or defensive adjustments. And, you know, we tried to take Kennedy away, the coach's daughter there, away in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game. Thought that was fairly effective. The problem was that we got in the bonus, I think with about 4 minutes to go, and we had a couple untimely fouls there and sent them to the line. So, you know, in that situation, you just got to dig in and you got to play great defense. And for the most part, most of the night, I thought we did. So, boy, you know, just appreciate these girls and just hanging in there. We haven't had that many close games, Rita, and so you always wonder how the reaction is going to be when it actually happens and there's this kind of tournament pressure. But, you know, they handled it, and just proud of them. And I'm happy that, you know, we get another week to practice and get another challenge coming our way. So that's going to be fun.
You know, they start goals, and I talked to them when we talked to them after the last game. I said, what did you want to do this year? Win the conference, win the sectional.
Yeah.
And now I'm sure they're going to be looking at it in another goal next week, and it's not going to be easy.
No.
But I think that that will be the goal, and I'm sure that they'll be optimistic that they can get that done.
Well, I think... you know, they've just approached it that way all year. You know, I hope that we're not one and done here as far as sectional and looking forward. I think this group is a veteran group, and they want to keep playing together, and they really enjoy each other. And I thought before the game we were about as loose as we have been.
I did too.
You know, so, and we got off to a decent start.
Yeah.
You know, we're up by 10 points, and again, we got John Glenn's absolutely best effort tonight, which is expected. And, you know, obviously they were well coached, and they came in here fully expecting to win this basketball game, and they played like it. So, you know, we had to scratch and claw, but, we like to reach our goals, and it's always fun at the end of the year then to cut some nets down and, you know, kind of cause a way to kind of appreciate what you've done and accomplished all year.
Yeah.
So.
The interesting thing I think about the whole game was the way Valley was able to put different people in to do different things and the way that worked. You did offense, defense, and changing. You did a lot of different things. And I looked down on the bench, and I saw the reaction from the kids. And I saw when you took Moriarty out, and Gabby made a couple of good moves right away. Molly was right there cheering her on.
No question.
And this is the difference.
It is.
In whether you can be a big winner or not. And you've had we've had it, we know.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. This group is about as close as I've had for a while. And I think that's the big difference. I think that obviously resulted so far in 21 wins, a conference championship, now a sectional championship. And, boy, you just can't, you know, ask that much more out of these girls. But again, I just hope they're not done. Sometimes you can kind of get that attitude that you went as far as you felt like you needed to go. I think these girls
are
still hungry.
Yeah, I don't believe these kids will do that.
So, but Rita, you know, I've seen it coming over the last 3 or 4 games, maybe half a dozen games where, you know, we bring people in and, they understand their role really well. They know what they do well. and they try to do that to their best of their ability when they come into the basketball game. And so, you know, sometimes we have odd combinations out there, but it's just because of need of what the situation is. And, you know, I just feel like so much better about this team than I probably did a month or two ago just because of the depth we have now. And I think we're going to be kind of dangerous next week, and you know, as far as we can go.
Well, we're hoping.
Yeah.
We're all hoping.
We're gonna be, I can promise you that we're going to come ready to play.
Yes.
No doubt about it. So we'll be ready.
Yeah.
Coach, again, you got off to a great start. You know, Glenn came back, but, you know, we talked about the kids contributing, but you got great looks, really all hits a couple early baskets.
Yeah.
Molly,
yes.
Molly hit an early three.
Yep.
Chelsea got a couple of baskets. Those kids didn't play much in the second half, but every point up there counted.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the way the tournament is. It's tight games. It's not, you know, usually there's, unless there's a huge disparity in the teams, it's going to come down to this, where you make a free throw, you make a play. And we had girls make plays down the stretch, and, you know, again, I think it got down to, what, three or four?
Yes,
maybe
three.
Four, 3 or 4 points, and, you know, we got it back up to 6 or 8. I think we got it up to 8. So
I felt a little bit better when we got it.
Yeah, and we got it down to 2, and we started taking the air out of it just a little. We still, there was a couple of times we went to a 4-out, some dribble penetration and dump off, and I think Millie got one basket, and I think Cade's got fouled or something. So, you know, again, it's a team effort. You're not going to win things like this unless you have, you know, it really is a luxury for us to have what we have in terms of depth this year. And it's a credit to these girls.
All right.
You want to ask one thing?
No. They've been waiting for him for 5 minutes. They want more pictures.
Oh, well, then.
They've been out there. We're going to let him go for
it. Thank you, Park. Great crowd?
Yeah, I thought so.
It was awesome crowd.
I thought so. Yeah. I think it was primarily Valley people.
Well, I think you're primarily right.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, they're going to take pictures probably till midnight, because they have one set that they're done, and they're going to take one more and see they're begging him. Yeah, Rita, they've been begging
him. Get him in there. Here it comes. Look, here it comes.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, here it comes.
So Valley wins at 44-38. We will come back and get you some scores. Also hope to talk to some of the girls, and we'll do that after this timeout on WSW Sports.
Are you spending hours searching the web trying to find a vehicle? Save the time and trouble. Stop in at Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron. See John, Brandon, Dave, or Jamie. Tell them what you're looking for and what price range you need, then let them do all the work. Of course, you can also check out GagnonMotors.net. The award-winning Delco Service Center is waiting to take care of major or minor auto repairs. Their shop rate will fit into your budget. They also sell tires. Gagnon Motors in Akron. They have what you need.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
The search has begun. They're looking for Lily Ault. So if you hear Molly Moriarty in the background screaming out a name, she's calling looking for Lily Ault as the seniors come and join us. Valley wins the sectional 44-38. Here's Rita with Cadence Millott.
Well, when they gave you the trophy, I saw that you cried a little.
Yeah. It was emotional.
Did all of you cry a little when you got the trophy? Did you cry a little? Yeah. Is it because of the hard work and waiting for this all this time and finally it came true?
Yeah. We just put so much hard work into this, and it was just relieving to see it all work out how we wanted it to, and just to continue playing.
Well, you got your money's worth tonight, didn't you?
Yeah.
That probably was the best game they've ever played.
Yeah, it was closer than what we thought, but like we wanted it to be, but like it ended the way we wanted it to, so I guess a win's a win. They don't need to know how it happened.
Exactly. But the thing about it is, I'm in a lot of ways glad that you did get pushed, because you'll be more ready for the regional this way.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're just on a different level than what we have been playing. So I think tonight was just good for us to just get some tougher competition and just prepare us for that.
Well, Miss Malott, you're off to bigger and better things when this is all over, but hopefully it won't be all over.
She wants to play another 3 weeks, Rita, right?
Yeah. Hopefully we will not.
I'm not ready to be done.
I like that attitude. You all feel that way, don't you?
Yeah.
And that's the good thing. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, it's Malott again.
Moriarty?
Well, hand it to Molly Moe. Molly, a big three early on, and been playing the starting point guard position, and a lot of pressure on her as well. Rita, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, Molly Mo, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm just glad that we won. I've had three sectional championships that we've choked in, so I wanted to actually succeed in one. So.
Well, you know, the thing that really amazes me about all of you, no matter who's out there, you're all cheerleaders on the bench, and I love to see that, because, you know, that makes you a good team.
Yes.
When you love each other and you want everybody to succeed, that makes you a good team. I know that you really are a softball player. That's your primary wonderful sport that you love, and you've been coming out for basketball, and I'm so glad you have. A lot of kids will say, well, I want to do one sport. Are you glad you went out for basketball now?
I'm so glad that I came out for basketball. The family atmosphere is like no other. Everyone's so tight, because all you do is literally bully each other every day at practice. So you learn that on the court that you're going to argue and fight, but then off the court you'll be best friends.
That's awesome. All right. Looking forward to next week.
Yes,
let's get him.
All right.
Let's go get him. Thank you, Molly.
Molly Moriarty, again, for all these Valley girls, we hope we get to talk to him at least three more weeks. And Corinna South, Rhea and I talked about it. Corinna just relaxed and play, had some big baskets last night, didn't score tonight. But defense, you're the stopper, and some huge rebounds. Congratulations as you talk to Rita.
You talk about roles, you know, and Chris talked about that. Everybody knows their role. Your role had to change. But let me tell you, changing that role really helped the team. And the rebounding and the things that you did in this tournament were really most essential for you. And I think being a senior and out there and encouraging everybody and just being there is so important. Do you feel that way too?
Oh, yes. I'm glad with any role. As long as I'm helping, I don't care what I have to do. If defense is my night, then that's what I'm doing. If I need to score some, then I'll score. I'm up for whatever that I have to do for us to win.
Got a little rough in there, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was in the middle, and I was like, okay, here you go.
They did. They gave it their best effort.
Oh, 100%.
And you wanted that.
Yes, of course.
You want that. Now, next week, it's Mishawaka Marion.
Yes.
You'll be going to Jimtown High School, which is a very friendly, nice place, and you'll be taking on Mishawaka Marion. And I'm sure that you already know a little bit about them now, but you'll know more by the time the week is up. Are you looking forward to that challenge?
Yes, I am. I mean, I think we've had, like, this was a good challenge tonight. I think we're excited to get some comp and, like, see what exactly we're going up against. But we're excited to push ourselves.
Two goals, the conference win and the sectional championship. You guys made it all.
Yay!
But now you got another goal.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Corinna,
enjoy
so
it.
Much.
Thank you.
You
guys
enjoy
it. Take over the headset. Now she'll hand it over to Lily Ault. And Lily came in, hit two big threes to begin this game, got the Vikings off to a great start. She did it last night, too, hit some big shots, and congratulations to you, Lily. A lot of hard work, and I'll turn it over to Rita.
You know, I know the rotation has been full because there's a lot of kids that can play, but when you come in, you bring kind of a new dimension. And one thing I noticed about you in the Wawa Sea game, most appreciably, more than anything else, was the fact that the younger kids on the team really respond to you. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think the Wawa Sea game really showed that.
Yeah, I think that just your demeanor, the way you are with them, I think they feel real comfortable with you out there.
Yeah.
That's a good place to be, isn't it?
Yes.
Lily, it's been a big week, and it's been a big season, and it doesn't end. Are you looking forward to next week?
Yes, definitely, because we had the sectional championship last year, was kind of lit down, but being seniors and pulling through this year was really exciting.
It's been great to play basketball, hasn't it?
Yes.
I just love the attitude you guys have.
Yes.
The sharing attitude you have.
Yes.
And that makes it very important for all of us to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it fun. You made it fun for us to watch.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lily.
Lily Ault. And now the fifth senior, Millie Scorso, will come in and chat with Rita. And before last night, Millie wasn't able to dress for a varsity game, and she got thrown right in the fire. And I told Rita earlier, Millie, that spin-around basket against the double team with just a couple of minutes remaining might have been the key basket in this one. How cool was that to get that shot and get a sectional title and cut down the nets with this crew?
It was great. You know, I've had 3 years where I played with Rochester, and, you know, we worked really hard to win two sectionals, and it was just great seeing them be able to win. You know, we went into this, we wanted to win. We worked hard, and I'm just glad we got the win.
Well, I kept thinking as I looked out there, I thought, Millie needs a break.
Yeah.
But when you got that break, then you came out refreshed and really did a great job in the end.
Yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes I thought he was going to take me out, but he didn't. I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I just had to power through it. I think the adrenaline really just kicked in at that moment.
You know, one of the things that I love about you for the inside play and the post-playing, you use the backboard. And so many kids don't do that anymore. You use every bit of leverage up there you can get when you get close to the basket. And I really appreciate that. Can you teach the other kids how to do that, Millie?
I'm trying. I'm trying.
You're trying?
Yeah.
You're trying? Well, you've been a great asset to the team.
Thank you.
And sitting around all year long and waiting for this to happen.
Yeah.
I know you were nervous last night, but you look very much at home tonight.
Yeah.
Very much at home.
Yeah, I had a lot of confidence coming back tonight. You know, yesterday was rocky. I wasn't finishing much, you know. It was really, like, frustrating, but tonight, you know, I just had confidence. I wasn't nervous anymore. I just had to play my game, and I think I really did that.
Yeah, you did. You had a big smile on your face almost the whole time, too.
Yeah.
Millie, looking forward to next week?
Yes.
Hitting the big time now.
Yeah.
We have a regional game coming up.
I really want to win that one because I haven't been able to do that the past 3 years, so I really want to.
All right, Millie, congrats, and enjoy the week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Millie Scorsone, the five senior certificate of Valley, as Valley celebrates a sectional championship. Let me make sure I've got the numbers right. Valley, this is their ninth sectional championship. First one they won in 2002, 2003, 2004, 2006, 2007. Then 3 in a row in 2015, 2016, 2017. But some frustration as well for Valley the last couple of years, feeling like they had an opportunity, just couldn't finish. But Valley wins it tonight 44-38. We'll tell you what we have coming up this week and give you all the scores that we can right after this two-minute timeout on WRSW.
Neptune of Mentone is proud to offer Steel Tech buildings. Steel Tech buildings are engineered and fabricated with the highest standards in workmanship and materials. Neptune will show you how to use bolt-together connections for ease of erection while meeting your design needs. And on-site consultation is available if needed. If you're planning a new building, be sure to get all of the options. Neptune will help you get a contractor, or you can do it yourself. Steel Tech buildings, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
Are you planning on building your dream home sometime in 2022? At First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, we can help make your dream possible. First Federal Savings Bank offers a one-step construction loan for fixed and adjustable loans. Fixed rates allows you, the borrower, to lock in the rate during construction. Contact me, Julia Moore, at 574-453-1096 for more details and to schedule a free pre-approval. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3999.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Maybe you'd like to know if your infant or toddler can see properly. Maybe you've got a child who really wants contact lenses. Maybe you've hit that age where you just can't hold your phone far enough away to see it anymore. Maybe you didn't think wearing safety glasses was necessary when you picked up that weed whacker. We love diagnosing and treating all these issues, and everything else too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch stick or 1-inch stick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
Local weather, 7 days a week on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Appreciate Jeff Mass back in the studio. He's been accumulating all the scores, so we'll pass them along to you again. Valley still milling about in the middle of the court as they win tonight over John Glenn, 44-38. The next week at Jimtown, they will take on Mishawaka Marion at 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 12:30. And, again, the Knights win easily tonight over South Bend St. Joe, as expected, 71-31. Mishawaka Marion will come into next week's game at 22-5. Second game, the Fairfield Falcons. We saw them last year make it to the semi-state in 2A, where they moved up to 3A. And they had no trouble with anybody in the Fairfield sectional as they win it over Lakeland 64-40 tonight. They'll take on the winner of Highland and Hanover Central. That game yet to be completed. The other big game in 3A was Norwell and Northwestern. And Northwestern almost pulled it off, but Norwell wins it on their home court, 55-54. Moving to 4A, South Washington rolls over Plymouth, 65-30. It was Northridge rallying against Elkhart, 56-53. Congratulations to the Rangers. Congratulations to all the teams who play for a sectional championship tonight. Fort Wayne Snyder beat Carroll 58-52. We thought it'd be a close one, and it was. Homestead beat Huntington North 59-44. Moving to 2A, haven't heard anything from LaVille and South Central. Central Noble held serve as they beat Westview 44-28. North Miami, the Warriors win another sectional. They move up from 1A to 2A, and they defeat Pioneer tonight in a classic 46-44. So they advance to the regional next week. Lewers beat Adams Central by a final count of 68-53. Finally, in 1A, haven't heard anything from Washington Township and Counts. They will feed into the Caston Regional. The other matchups there. Argus beat Triton. Ends a great year for the Trojans at 15-9, but we also know that Argus was a very good team. They won the sectional year ago. They won it tonight 53-49 in overtime. And then they will take on Fort Wayne Blackhawk. No, not Fort Wayne Blackhawk. It's Bethany Christian. Congratulations to the Bruins. They beat Lakewood Park 56-37. Tri-County beat North White 42-31 after North White beat Caston last night. And Southwood will go down to the West Dell Regional. They end Lakeland Christian's season winning at 59-39. So, again, at Caston next week, you're going to have Tri-County taking on Bethany Christian. So Bethany will have to be geared up for that one, and then you'll have either Cal or Washington Township taking on Argus. Argus will play the second game at Caston at 4 o'clock. And, again, we'll be at Jimtown next week with Tippecanoe Valley. And, again, it's just a one-game regional so they can really celebrate and get ready for a big game against Mishawaka next Saturday afternoon.
Yep. It's going to be great. And, of course, we'll have ticket information that we'll pass along to you on WRSW as well as the Tippecanoe Valley website. All that information will be there. Gymnasium at Jimtown is a wonderful place. You're going to love being there because they're great people, good hosts, and a great facility.
So
we'll look forward to seeing all Valley people there next week, and I think we can count on that.
We can count on that, and we appreciate everyone here, Mr. Holmes and everybody else here at Bremen for their great help.
Absolutely.
Great job hosting, and as you said, Rita, Valley had a tremendous crowd tonight, and we hope to see a lot of them next week. Hope there's not a lot of other conflicts or other events going on. We know there are. But, again, if you can't make it, we hope you tune in.
This doesn't happen every year.
No.
So we need to celebrate it big time and really big behind the kids.
And, again, it's It's not going to be an easy game against Mishawaka Marion, but Valley with a tremendous opportunity. For my broadcast partner, Rita Price, Jeff Mass back at the studio. Congratulations to the Tippecanoe Valley girls basketball team. They're now 21-3. They hold off a very good John Glenn team playing their best basketball of the season. Valley, 44, Glenn, 38. Good night. Stay tuned. More music is next right after these messages on WRSW Sports.
Webb's Family Pharmacy strives to provide our community with more choices. They respect the many choices you have. And when you choose Webb's Family Pharmacy, they will go above and beyond, offering personalized service and care. You'll know why Webb's is your choice. Webb's are proactive. Their pharmacy care is customized for your needs, and Webb's will help you manage costs. Webb's Family Pharmacy provides the pharmacy care you deserve. Webb's Family Pharmacy in Akron, North Manchester, and Rochester.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
In 1947, the Hoffman Body Shop opened in Akron. In 75, Ed Martin joined the shop and bought it. But the best was yet to come. Ed's three sons, Andy, Aaron, and Adam, joined their big daddy, and the shop expanded to be one of Northern Indiana's largest vehicle repair centers. Services include frame repair, vinyl decals, towing service, specialty coatings, industrial coatings, and mil-spec painting. And of course, we need to mention Kim Martin. Without her, there wouldn't be three sons. Hoffman Body Shop in Akron offers 170 years of combined service.
You've been listening to another great sporting event on 107.3 WRSW. For more, log on to 107.3WRSW.com. This is Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW-FM Warsaw, a Kensington digital media station.